This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
Three major objectives. Objective number one, as the name of the summit indicates, AI Impact Summit. What is the impact of AI? How do you bring ROI? How do you improve productivity? How do you add that value in the people's lives and industries' lives? Second, make technology accessible to all. Our Prime Minister always focuses on democratizing technology. The third deliverable out of that summit is AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms which AI can do. How do you put the right guardrails in the whole new technology so that the harms can be controlled and the benefits can be harnessed?
The government has notified 33 questions that will be put to citizens during the first phase of the census starting April the 1st. The first phase of Census 2027 house listing operations will take place during a 30-day period specified by each state and union territory between April the 1st and September the 30th this year. The enumerators will ask about the ownership status of the house, its use, the type of material used in flooring and roof, the number of rooms and the sex of the head of the household during the survey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, yesterday. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the India-Brazil strategic partnership and take it to even greater heights in the year ahead. Prime Minister Modi conveyed that he looked forward to welcoming President Lula to India soon. The Ministry of Culture is organizing Parakram Divas 2026 from today in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, marking the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The celebrations will take place at 13 other locations across the country, associated with the life and legacy of freedom fighter Bose. The celebrations will continue till 25th of this month. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a visit to Odisha and West Bengal today. This will be his maiden visit to the two states after assuming office. During the visit, the Vice President will attend the Parakram Divas celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Culture in Cuttack, Odisha and Kolkata, West Bengal. The events are being held to commemorate the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The festival of Basant Panchami and Saraswati Puja are being celebrated in different parts of the country today with religious fervour and traditional gaiety. People, especially students, worship the goddess of wisdom and knowledge, Saraswati, on this occasion. The festival also marks the arrival of spring, a time to celebrate new beginnings and the beauty of nature. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukraine, the United States and Russia are going to hold a trilateral meeting in UAE today and tomorrow. Zelensky shared the news at the World Economic Forum in Davos following a meeting with US President Donald Trump. Trump described their discussion as positive and stressed that the war must end. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, hailstorms, gusty winds and lightning over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. In badminton, Lakshya Sen will take on Thailand's Panit Chapon Tirarath Sokun in the men's singles quarterfinals of the Indonesia Masters 2026 in Jakarta today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.